Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Thomas resident.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, look at what the Democrats haven't accomplished. They call themselves the resistance. Shocked by Donald Trump's election, Democrats adopted a strategy. Anything President Trump is for, they're against. Resist. And it has turned out to be one of the least successful strategies a political party has ever pursued. Yet, Democrats have stuck to it. Their job is to resist, they say. With the passage of President Trump's tax reform bill in the House and the Senate, every Democrat opposed it. The bill is filled with provisions that Democrats hate. Had Democrats negotiated with Republicans, they might have saved the provision they most wanted to preserve, the full deductibility of state and local taxes. It's a crucial break in rich, high tax states like New York, New Jersey, and California. And maybe now these Democratic legislated states will be forced to tax their taxpayers less. Writing off state and local taxes was capped at $10,000, a change likely to be especially costly to wealthy Democratic donors in high-tax states. It was rich donors whose interests Democrats sought to protect. They'd have been outraged if Republicans did the same for GOP donors. Now, to make matters worse for Democrats, Republicans recovered, at least partially, from the embarrassing failure to repeal Obamacare. The tax bill wipes out the individual mandate. Also, the bill opens Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil drilling. The Democrats had fought against that for decades. The Democrats called the tax bill a tax scam, which it isn't. It's immoral, according to New York Democrats. Hardly. Economist Steve Moore says Democrats are trapped and the resistance will lose again. The resistance declared that taxes of middle-class Americans will increase. Not true. Things look good for the middle class with the doubling of the standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000 for joint filers. Come February, a lot of paychecks will grow. The resistance hasn't done much better in opposing confirmation of President Trump's nominees to U.S. courts of appeals, one level below the Supreme Court. 12 judges 2017 were confirmed. The Democratic resistance didn't slow the pace of deregulation either, that Trump has insisted on. According to Moore, Democrats are for jobs, but they're against business. They're no longer a growth party. They're a redistribution party. Well, folks, we the people are ready to make America great again. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.